We are here at the 2018 Q's Symposium CEO Chairman Exchange in this beautiful place called Kauai. And look who I ran into.
Wonderful place.
Mr. Jonah Berger. How are you, Jonah?
Great. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You are a professor at the Wharton School, University of Pennsylvania, an author, and we're going to talk about one of your books here in a few minutes, but you just were in there for, gosh, like how many hours? Like 4 hours, it seemed like?
A few hours, yeah.
So give us a quick summary on what you talked about in there.
Yeah, you know, I think credit unions have an interesting problem, mm-hmm. which is they've done a good job of building ties to the community, but how can they grow even larger?
Right.
How can they take what they've done already and build on it to be more successful? And as I talked about, word of mouth is a powerful tool to bring in whether it's new members or bring in good talent internally. We all know that word of mouth is more effective than traditional advertising. We know it's more trusted and we may know it's more targeted. There's only one question. How do we get it?
Yeah.
Right? Unlike traditional advertising, we have some sense if we go pay someone, how do we get people to talk and share? We tend to default to referrals or things that end up costing us money and aren't very effective. But lots of times people talk about things they aren't paid for. So why do people talk and share, and how can we use that to help our brands catch on? So as I talked about today, it's not random, it's not luck, it's not chance.
Yeah.
There's a science behind the way people talk and share. As I talk about contagious, some steps you can walk through to help get more word of mouth for your own business.
Yeah, you're talking about customer advocacy, in this case, creating member advocacy. Can you go into that a little bit?
Sure.
How that works?
Yeah, and you know, advocacy is an interesting thing. I think we have this notion that if people like us, they'll talk. But there's lots of things we like that we don't talk about. And so there are other reasons we talk and share, right? How does it make us look when we talk about something? I may like something a lot, but if it doesn't make me look very good to talk about, I'm not going to.
Okay.
Or there may be something that I like a lot, but I never think about, right? I may love my credit union when I'm in there, but I only go in the branch once or twice a year, and because of that, I'm not thinking about it very often, so I don't talk about it very often. So I talk about the idea of triggers. Something is top of mind, it's more likely to be tip of tongue.
Mm-hmm.
I talk about the idea of social currency.
Mm-hmm.
The better something makes you look, the more likely you'll be to talk about it. And so I lay out a framework that people can walk through to get more word of mouth, to get more advocacy, and to help their organizations grow.
Right on. And so what can credit unions take away? What can they take back to their credit union that they can use to maybe get some more advocates or anything else?
You know, it's about understanding your customer and why they talk and share. It's not about the technology. It's not about having an app or being on social media, though some of those things can help sometimes.
Yeah.
It's about understanding why people talk and share, what that customer needs, and how to drive that one person to talk to someone else. Whether it's about building more emotional stories, whether it's about using content marketing and useful information to get people to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Each of these principles is about getting people to share and using that to help.
Okay. Now, one of the things that we run into in these conferences for credit unions is they always want people to gotta know our story. What's our story? You know, we gotta tell them their story. So how can credit unions get that out there? And you mentioned obviously that kind of relates to customer advocacy, all that type of stuff. How else can they get their story out there? Because sometimes when you're describing a credit union, it takes a little bit of an explanation. How are we different from a bank, you know?
We often start also too often with facts, right, and function and information rather than feelings.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about our APR. We talk about other sorts of rates.
Right.
We talk about this long thing that by the time we get to the end, someone doesn't understand why it's for them.
Mm-hmm.
We focus too much on features and not as much on benefits, right? Someone doesn't care that we have the best rate. They care what that rate allows them to do. Someone doesn't care that we're a credit union. They care about what that gives them, what opportunities that opens up in their own life. And so thinking about them, putting them in the center is a much more effective.
Is it selling an experience, basically? Is that kind of in a nutshell?
So
or?
I think we need to sell less and storytell more. I think
right.
we need to use stories to do the selling, right? If I tell you the boy who cried wolf, you listen because it's a great story.
Yeah.
And along the way, you learn that lying is a bad idea. I'm not convincing you that lying is a bad idea. That story transports you and makes you believe it. And so the same thing, you know, what is your point of differentiation? Is it great service? Is it good rates? Is it friendly staff? What is that? And how can you use a story to communicate that message rather than sell it?
So how does it relate to today? It's because with social media and you brought up advertising and all that, all this white noise out there, how do we break through that white noise with these stories?
Yeah, you might think that most word of mouth is online. 70%, 80% of
word of
mouth is online. If you actually look at the data, much smaller. More like 7 to 10% of all word of mouth is online. Yes, online is a channel through which word of mouth flows, but it's not even the most prevalent channel through which word of mouth flows. And more important than this technology is psychology.
Mm-hmm.
Online or off, right? I may have a million friends and followers, but if they don't share my stuff, it's not going to be helpful. And so we have to think about how we get people to share, whether we have 10 friends or 10,000.
Okay. I want to talk about one more thing, your new book. It's right down here. Excuse me, I'll be right back. All right, I'm back. We have Jonah's book here. It's called Contagious, Why Things Catch On.
Yes.
So give us a quick summary on what this book is.
Yes, so that's the first book. The new book is called Invisible Influence.
Okay.
It's all right.
Gotcha.
Hidden Forces That Shape Behavior. So today I talked about this one and how to generate word of mouth. And the new book is more about dyadic influence. So how can I change one employee's action? How can I convince someone to do something? How can I be a more persuasive leader? Make better decisions? It's all about the power of influence, how influence shapes almost everything we do, but how we often don't realize it.
Okay.
And so how to be more effective leaders and managers by understanding it.
Why is this stuff so important today? I mean, we've heard about it over the years and years, but why today? Why is it so important today? Why is it so crucial today?
Yeah, I think that consumers, customers, members, employees, talent, whatever we want to call those different audiences, are savvier than they've ever been before.
Yeah,
right? People are more aware. They, the traditional methods of paid media are not as convincing as they used to be. And so we need to think about new ways to engage people, new ways to motivate people and drive them to action.
All right. Final wrap-up question here. Where can folks find out more about you, your books, and all that type of stuff? Where can we go?
A good place to find me is jonahberger.com.
Okay.
Just jonahberger.com. Book is available wherever books are sold, and you can find me at J1Berger on Twitter.
All right. You heard it here. Go there. Check it out. Get this book and all those other ones, too. Jonah, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Well done, sir. Good job. All right.